The board of directors for DMEA voted Tuesday night to get into the internet business. The electrical co-op has been considering high-speed fiber-optic internet for a while, but now they are officially going for it. Virginia Harmon is in charge of DMEA's member relations.
Our DMEA board of directors voted unanimously for DMEA to proceed with a fiber-to-the-home and business project.
Fiber-to-home is the key part there. The DMEA board was, for a long time, considering being the middle mile, just bringing the fiber optic to specific areas and letting private companies run that last stretch into the homes. Now, DMEA has decided to be the middle mile and the last mile. They'll be running line directly to homes and businesses. They'll be becoming an internet service provider.
It's taken a lot of time and considerable effort on the part of the staff and the board to determine what direction we would take. So it is momentous. It really sets the future path for our cooperative, and a lot has gone into it.
She says member demand was one of the big reasons they decided to start providing internet access. An overwhelming majority of polled members say high-speed internet is an important quality of life factor, and over half say they'd be interested in signing up for DMEA internet. Still, an electrical co-op becoming an internet provider is a big change, and Harmon says they don't want to ignore their obligation to the members of the electrical co-op.
As we go into each phase, we will be able to minimize our risk by making sure that we're only building phases, you know, once we've met specific take rates and things like that. So we aren't just going to go jump in 100%. It's going to be phase by phase.
The first phase will be a pilot program where a small cluster of homes and businesses will have a fiber optic internet. That area is unknown for now. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.